Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ, 2, Week 10, The Creator of the One New Man as the Masterpiece of God. Monday, Related Verses. Genesis 1, verse 25. And God made the animals of the earth according to their kind, and the cattle according to their kind, and everything that creeps on the ground according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Ephesians 2, verse 15. Abolishing in his flesh the law of the commandments and ordinances, that he might create the two in himself into one new man, so making peace. Acts 2, verses 1 through 6, emphasize on verses 4 through 5. And as the day of Pentecost was being fulfilled, they were all together in the same place. And suddenly there was a sound out of heaven as of a rushing violent wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which were distributed, and it sat on each one of them. Verses 4 through 5. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in different tongues, even as the Spirit gave to them to speak forth. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. Verse 6. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and was confounded, because each one heard them speaking in his own dialect. Acts 10, verses 11 through 16, emphasize on 15. And he beheld heaven opened, and a certain vessel like a great sheet descending, being let down by four corners onto the earth, in which were all the four-footed animals and reptiles of the earth and birds of heaven. And a voice came to him, "Rise up, Peter, slay and eat." But Peter said, "By no means, Lord, for I have never eaten anything common and unclean." Verse 15. And a voice came to him again a second time, "The things that God has cleansed, do not make common." Verse 16. And this occurred three times, and immediately the vessel was taken up into heaven. Related reading. The human life is the highest created life. Adam, the first man, typifies Christ as the center of God's creation, as the head of all creation and of all men, as God's expression in God's image and likeness, and as God's representative to rule over all things created by God. God's intention in giving man dominion is, 1, to subdue God's enemy, Satan, who rebelled against God, 2, to recover the earth, which was usurped by Satan, and 3, to exercise God's authority over the earth in order that the kingdom of God may come to the earth, the will of God may be done on the earth, and the glory of God may be manifested on the earth. God's intention that man would express God in his image and represent God with his dominion is fulfilled not in Adam as the first man, the old man, but in Christ as the second man, the new man, comprising Christ himself as the head and the church as his body. It is fully fulfilled in the overcoming believers who live Christ for his corporate expression and will have authority over the nations and reign as co-kings with Christ in the millennium. It will ultimately be fulfilled in the New Jerusalem, which will express God's image, having his glory and bearing his appearance, and also exercise God's divine authority to maintain God's dominion over the entire universe for eternity. After creation and the fall of man, this wonderful one, who was incarnated, who is God living a life in humanity on this earth, and who was crucified, resurrected, ascended, and enthroned, came down. His coming down was a wonder among all wonders. This coming down of such a wonderful one brought forth the church. The church was brought forth not just with one people, but with many peoples. In Acts 2, verses 9 through 11, at least 15 nationalities speaking at least 15 dialects were represented. Although all these were Jews, under God's sovereignty, all these Jews were not of one language. They were Jews, but they were divided and scattered. However, when the time came for the church to be brought forth, they were all gathered together, and in that gathering, the church was produced. This indicates that what was divided and scattered in the old man was fully recovered in the new man. In the old man was divided and scattered, but in the new man is gathered and made one. Without Paul's epistles, we could not see the light concerning the one new man. Ephesians 2 verse 13 says, "Now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have become near in the blood of Christ." To become near is to become near not only to God, but near to the believers. Verse 14 says, "For he himself is our peace, he who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition, the enmity." The middle wall of partition is the division, the dividing factor between different peoples. This factor was torn down by Christ on the cross. By this, Christ has created one new man of two peoples, the Jews and the Gentiles. Ephesians 4 verse 22 says, "That you put off, as regards your former manner of life, the old man, which is being corrupted according to the lusts of the deceit." To put off the old man is to put off the divided and scattered man. To put on the new man is to put on the gathered and one new man, which was created according to God in righteousness and holiness of the reality.